Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Well, we're talking about summer wines.
Here at the end of summer.
It's at the end of summer and, you know.
But summer lingers in Baltimore.
Oh, it does. Like till October.
Exactly.
There's time, you know.
Go to the beach. Drink a summer wine.
Exactly. There's still time. So I think the most obvious things in summer wines are acidic whites and rosés.
Of course, because they are crisp, they taste good chilled, they sort of speak to what we're eating, they certainly speak to the temperature. In the summer, I find myself drinking more Sauvignon Blanc. I never go to the beach without a Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Muscadet, some of the Greek whites, whites like Assyrtikos.
Nice.
Beautiful. I mean, you think about Mediterranean. Go to the Mediterranean, you'll find the wine there.
I think of Chablis. Which old world Chablis, a very crisp, clean Chablis. If you want to spend a little bit more, Grüner Veltliner, always a pleasure in the summer. Vinho Verde, always a pleasure in the
Albarino,
always
Vermentino.
Exactly. They're all there. There's so many nice, nice choices. And Grechetto, which we just sampled not too long ago. These are all great in the summer.
Well, I really think of anything that sort of invokes the sea.
And what
seafood.
About reds in the summer?
They're the two schools that if you're grilling some really good, lusty meats, that you want something big and lusty to go with it. And I think that works. I tend to gravitate towards the lighter reds. So things like Beaujolais and Chianti, maybe a little Burgundy, depending on, you know, my pocketbook. There are some beautiful reds from the Alto Adige. They have that same nice lightness. Chinon or Cabernet Franc from the Loire Valley.
Good choices. You know, it's funny, when I think of some of the Bordeaux that I've been drinking this summer, which you wouldn't think Bordeaux would be summery ones, and yet they're not very fruit forward, and even though they're very tannic, they're not that heavy in terms of their... They're really good structured, but they're not very, very heavy. And I found that with a nice meal around 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, they worked really well, too.
And they'd be okay with your grilled or pan-fried roasted meats.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, we
definitely
had a good time.
And let's not overlook some sparklers.
Do you have favorites?
I always love Roederer Estate sparkling wine from Alexander Valley. It's just sort of a affordable go-to for me. But, you know, I'll drink Prosecco. I'll drink Cava. I like to find rosé bubbles when I can.
I like anything from the Loire Valley that sparkles. Vouvray's or Touraine's. Those just do it for me because they're a nice compromise. Not as heavy as champagne and not as expensive as champagne. And yet they have a little bit more heft than and a little bit more fruit than the Cavas or Proseccos, which I love too.
There are plenty of great choices out there. It's a nice challenge and a treat to be able to taste through them and sort of decide on favorites.
Wine's a nice part of summer.
Amen.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.